Dave, that was a hot one, wasn't it? But a good workout for the lads.
Yeah, it was really hot out there. So, you know, we're pleased. Come away with no injuries. And, you know, again, most of them got the 60, 70 minutes.
How was Mikel Antonio, though? He kind of limped off a little bit. Didn't look like anything too serious.
No, he got a kick on the toe. So, he'd probably have a bloody toenail tomorrow, which we'll have to drill and let the pressure out, but he's okay.
Let's hope he has enough room on that aeroplane then when he's flying over to Portugal to nurse it. Jeremy Elan signed yesterday on a 4-year deal and he's got straight back into it. It was a fine goal, wasn't it?
Yeah, we know what Jeremy's all about. He's that's his first game. He's not had games. All he's done is train at Man City. So now it's all about their fitness levels. We're off to Portugal now tomorrow, and as I said earlier on, that most of them will get another 70, 75 minutes in the game.
Reece McCabe in particular, I know that he's someone you've highlighted as looking sharp already in pre-season, but today again I think we saw evidence of that, didn't we?
Yeah, he's been popping a ball around. It's a big season for Reece. You know, last year he came in and started off, you know, really well, and then got an injury and then took a dip. But he'd had no pre-season, he'd done nothing, and then all of a sudden he just caught up with him. He's a young player. I think people forget the actual age he is, but he's a talent. He's got an array of passing, you know, and we've got to utilise that, and we've got to find him, and he's got to find the players that, and the runners that we've got in the side.
How sharp has Liam Palmer looked as well? We've got to look at him at fullback today.
Yeah, Louis just felt his shins a little bit, so again, people that are feeling anything, we just leave out. But Liam can play down the right hand side. I said earlier on in an interview that he's got another 40 odd, you know, Division 1 games under his belt now, and he's a year older, and you can see that he looks much stronger, much more confident on the ball, and that's the reason why we send them out to gain that. We can't give them that in the under 21s or the development squad. So they've got to get out and play in front of people, and we'll benefit from that, and we'll do it more often with some more of the youngsters.
My first opportunity, and I suspect the fans' first opportunity as well, to see Floro, who was playing fullback today. He looks like a decent player, doesn't he?
Again, he's come out of the development team. He's only a young player. He's there because Reader's still struggling with his ankle. Joe played some part of the game last night, so he's basically there because, and you know, it won't do him any harm whatsoever, and he's showing good pace. He's got a great left foot, he's got a hammer of a left foot. He just needs, as I said earlier on, he needs games. He needs to know the game. He needs to know when to hit long, when to hit short, when not to just be so erratic. His enthusiasm overtakes him sometimes, and I think you can see that. But again, he's come from this development team that we have, and we're really delighted with him.
He looks comfortable, though, doesn't he? I mean, I saw him before kick-off. Seems very relaxed, seems quite comfortable with the players, and sometimes when players come over from a different country, they might take a bit of time to settle, but it already looks like he's settling in.
Well, he's had a good ground. I mean, he's from Porto, so he's from that culture, so he's definitely comfortable on the ball. Sometimes a little bit too lazy on it, and the game is different over here, and he settled in really well, and we're absolutely delighted with the kid.
You mentioned Reader's still struggling a little bit there. How long do you think it's going to be before he can maybe play in a game?
Well, hopefully we'll get Reader playing before we start the season. It's not the problem that he had before, but because he's been overloaded and trying to compensate for the injury, he's just I don't know what you call it, tendonitis, whatever it is, he's got a touch of that. So what we've done is we've sent him away. He'll get a week's treatment, so hopefully when we come back, he'll be able to join in with us.
He's had sort of niggly injuries, hasn't he? In particular, is he a player that you kind of have to nurse a little bit, make sure he doesn't make it worse?
Well, I think you lose your battle hardness, and I think that's what's happened with Reds. He's not played for a while, so you lose that. You know, if you get your knocks and your bruises, you seem to get over them. So he just needs to get back into that. But the problem he's got, it's nothing to do with the old injury. That's fine. It's just that because he had that injury, he was compensating in his running, which has given him a little bit of tendonitis. And basically, we've just got to clear all that up.
You've had a look at a few players on trial. You're going to go out to Portugal again now. Will you take any new players with you, do you think?
Yeah, we've got four coming out there with us. They're going to meet us over there, and we'll have a look at them.
Can you tell us anything at this stage, or do you want to keep that to yourself?
Listen, you know, they're just people that we're having a look at, and we'll continue to do that. It's a great opportunity to do it, it gives us a chance to be around us, not just come in for a day or 2 days and have a look. They are with us for the week, and it's a good atmosphere for them to be away and get to know the lads as well. But no, we'll continue to do that. It's the people that we have been looking at, and we've been fortunate enough to be able to get them to be released from the clubs to give us a week's training.
And in terms of those players that you've talked about in the past, that you've had a look at some other guys, are you any closer there? And names seem to be circulating in certain parts of the press. Are you any closer to getting those guys signed up, maybe?
What, the names in the press or the ones
that two players, the two players that you had last week?
Which, Koulibaly and... Koulibaly trained with us and Diaz, but the Diaz will not happen now because we've gone and got Jeremy. So we looked at Diaz in case we lost out to Jeremy. That's what we were doing. And we'll continue again to keep looking at players that we think are going to make us strong. And we've still got one or two targets that we're still waiting on for the clubs or the player to decide whether he wants to come or not.
You're constantly on the phone trying to do little deals and working that. It's not always evident, is it, to supporters? If there's not loads and loads of speculation out there, you know, there's sometimes a mistake made that managers aren't doing a great deal, but you are trying. Is there anything close that you can tell the supporters at this stage?
From talking to the press guys at the club, you know, nobody thought that the Jeremy Healing deal was going to go. Everyone thought he was going to Wolves, and you know, so I can't stop that. But what we did, we just did it the right way. We kept quiet, and we were fairly confident, as long as we could get everything in place, that we would get him, and that's what's happened.
Appreciate your time. Just one final thing. What are you sort of going to try and get out of Portugal? Is it to sort of about fitness still, and will the warm weather? I know it's been particularly warm today. Is that really what the Portugal trip's about?
Yeah, we've only been back just over a week. We've now played Steaua Bucharest, which just came out the blue. We weren't really going to play them. Stockport was going to be our first game, and it's our second. But because we got the opportunity to play Steaua Bucharest, the lads look pretty strong. We've had three games now in just on 10 days, and the fitness levels are good. We'll now get on the aeroplane tomorrow, and we go again on Tuesday against Braga, another tough one. So we're just mixing them, and the closer we get to the kick-off of the season, then we'll start to play the team that we think is going to